another bathroom in the corner, and the fireplace is in here in the middle, and there's a big closet over here.
Whose room is that?
And this is the library. Then in the center, over the playroom, stairs coming up like this, is the sitting area of our bedroom. And that's where my desk is and the chaise longue for reading and so forth. And then in the pod over Glenn's room, we have a sleeping alcove and a bath dressing closet area back here.
What do you mean sleeping alcove?
Well, I mean that it's not quite part of the room, but it's divided off from the sitting area by partial walls, but not by real, well, it's got a great big opening, in other words. And there's nothing in there but a king-size bed and two bed tables.
So it is a sleeping
alcove.
I was thinking at first it's something like a loft bed or something where the
Oh, it's on the same floor.
Is attached.
No.
It's just a little area.
Yeah, it's just separated off. Dictated, of course, by the fact that it's in this round cornered rectangle. And the wall of the connecting part comes in after the corner has been turned. See what I'm saying? So the rectangle has a round corner.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the wall, the glass wall here, runs into it about like that after it has turned the corner. So there is a little fake round corner on the opposite side.
Oh, I see, yeah.
To match. And a door here into the dressing and bath.
Mm-hmm. This, all of the connecting things here are glass?
Mm-hmm. Well, this one shouldn't be there because that's actually deck. And then there's a second deck up here on a higher level.
Like a porch, you mean?
No, it's a platform. It's just a redwood platform stuck up on iron legs. Our steel beam legs, and we have a table and chairs on it, and it connects with a little bridge to the living room, and then it connects by a little stair to the upper deck, which connects by three stairs to the gallery, and then on this side it connects by three stairs to the playroom. So we were dreaming about it originally, that we would have breakfast out there and the fountain would be plashing merrily and the wind would be coming through the trees and we would hear the birds and it would all be wonderful and so peaceful and calm. And we didn't reckon two little boys into that. So of course we end up eating in the kitchen, except on Sundays, having a very plebeian existence that does not include living in the garden very much.
Who designed the house? Did you?
We did.
I mean, what? This is really unusual. I mean, what? Did you see plans similar to this, or what?
No. We wanted to disturb the land as little as possible. We loved the property, and we did not want to mess up the sloping land, and we did not want to be terracing and putting a lot of concrete work and so forth in. So we wanted to design a house that had as much glass as possible and was as inclusive of the outdoors as we could. And then have it fit in so we didn't have to knock any trees down. We only lost four trees building it.
You kind of built the house around
the... Built the house around the trees. And we were working with a young architect who worked in a designer's office drafting for him.